Earth Explorers. Today I bring two special guests, and they are both scientists, and they're best friends too, and they're gonna talk about contamination.
Hello guys, I'm Lia Gutierrez, and today I came with my BFF Renata Treviño.
Hello guys, today me and Lia are gonna talk about the contamination, and we're gonna help you to recycle and help the earth be better.
My friends Renata Treviño and Lia Gutierrez are gonna show you experiments.
All we need for this experiment is a bowl, vanilla ice cream, a spoon, and M&Ms of all colors.
And remember to do it with an adult.
Here are the steps. You put the vanilla ice cream on the bowl, then you put the M&Ms and you start mixing it and see what happens.
Oh, I know what happened.
And imagine the M&Ms are trash.
So if you start putting M&Ms to the vanilla ice cream, it starts turning gray. So that's why the M&Ms were like trash, because the vanilla ice cream start turning gray. It's because we put a lot of M&Ms and that was like trash.
Now we're gonna talk about
surface into air and back again is the water cycle. The water cycle is important because it gives Earth a constant supply of fresh water. Most Earth's water is salty ocean water that you cannot drink. Water changes form state and moves through the Earth cycle. After water moves through the stages of the water cycle, the cycle begins again.
Evaporation. The sun's warmth causes water on Earth's surface to evaporate. Evaporation is a change from liquid water to water vapor, a gas.
Conduction.
The water vapor rises into the air and cools. As it cools, the vapor changes into tiny water droplets. These change from a gas into a liquid is called condensation. The water droplets collect and form clouds.
Precipitation. Water particles in the clouds join together. When they become heavy, they fall to earth as rain, snow, sleet, or hail. Water that falls to earth is called precipitation.
Storage. Some precipitation steps into the ground. Other precipitation, cold runoff, flows over the land and collects in streams, lakes, and the ocean.
So now, Earth Explorers, you know what is a water cycle.
Trivia time!
Did you know that the water evaporates?
That's because of the precipitation that falls down on Earth.
And did you know that we can call the Earth the blue planet?
But why, Sophie? Why we can call the Earth the blue planet?
That is because nearly 3/4 of Earth's surface is covered by water.
Most of the water is found on the ocean. Earth's water is found in different forms.
It can move from one place to another.
Suppose you follow a particle of water from 1 year.
That was trivia time! Bye, Earth Explorers! We hope you like it!